Well, so far, 2014 has provided dairy farmers with a very pleasant surprise as Class 3 prices are running a dollar stronger than the November forecast, and cheese prices are over $2 a pound. Now, one of the reasons for the strong cheese market, according to ag economist Mark Stevenson, is we have ourselves some very good demand, especially on the export front.
Well, we haven't had very many actual sales on the spot market, but we've had an awful lot of movements from bids and offers. And I think we find that the marketplace is looking at stocks that have whittled down quite a long way from where they were earlier in the summer, and it's starting to feel a little bit tight. We're also past the major demand season, and we find ourselves with opportunities to sell product overseas. Cheese sales overseas, exports, are higher than they've ever been. So we're moving product in channels that we haven't before.
And again, even at least through the first quarter and almost the first half of the year, if you look at those Class 3 futures, they're certainly better than we were talking about even a month ago.
They are, and they've been improving almost daily, certainly weekly, for the last several weeks. Nearby months in particular, those nearby months have had some real support in them.
Now, even though prices are strong and may continue that way through first quarter, maybe the first half of the year, I still ask Stevenson, from his perspective, would he at least suggest to a producer to take a look at options when it comes to some kind of risk management strategy?
Yeah, I certainly think that it is a time for people to think about their marketing plans. And you think about your marketing plans when you've got some real opportunities out there. Let's look at our margins, the milk and feed prices. Feed prices are quite low. Milk prices are very strong right now, especially the first half of the year. You may want to protect part of that. Put a floor under it. Give yourself the opportunity to have prices rise, milk prices if they're going to, but give yourself some protection in case they start to slide.
I also asked Stevenson, from his perspective, could this end up being one of those unique years where we actually have an increase in both milk production and the price of milk?
Yeah, I think it actually is going to be one of those years. And the reason is that while I expect our domestic demand to look fairly normal, fairly steady, a modest increase in growth, I think we've got more opportunities for export sales. Our competitors, meaning New Zealand and the European Union, are certainly going to sell more product because they have much more favorable weather conditions this year than last. But China, as a major milk-producing country, has also lost quite a bit of milk production. So there's a real need to fill that gap.
And although we touched on it briefly, he said when you look at the prospects for dairy, obviously the export market is going to play a big role.
It certainly has been. We've had an almost annual increase in export sales. Today we're exporting a little bit more than 15% of our milk supply in dairy products, and that's just growing year over year. So we're becoming more sophisticated marketers overseas. We have the capacity to produce more milk. And it appears as though there are market opportunities. So all those things come together, and I think we'll sell some product.
I know you talk this group, really, when you talk about exports, we're still in our infancy. What do you think needs to happen for us to get a bigger share of that market?
Well, several things have to happen. First of all, we need a physical presence in some of our major countries where we're selling product. You know, if we ask ourselves who our major importing locations actually are, it's Mexico and Canada. We've been selling to those countries for a good many years, and we've got offices down there. We're treating those customers very well. Some of our countries in East Asia, South Asia, we need to begin to think about having some staff physically located there, and we have to start making the products that those people want. Much of the product that we produce here is not what they're used to purchasing in international trade.
Now, even with the excitement over the export market, we still do sell 85% of our dairy products right here in the U.S. And something that's been beneficial to the Wisconsin dairy industry has been the strong domestic demand for specialty cheeses.
Yeah, our domestic markets have been quite strong. And in fact, you know, we can talk about the growth in exports, but we can also talk about the decline in imports. And no small amount of the decline in imports comes because we're producing the products that we used to buy from overseas, and we're producing a very high-quality product.
So Stevenson is encouraged about the prospects for 2014, not only because prices look stronger, but also because margins look better.
Well, margins are strong, already strong, and we're projecting them over the next few months to be even stronger. They're likely to be in the top 10% of margins that we've seen in the last more than decade. So they're very strong margins. It'll be a good year for dairy producers.